Maseches Sanhedrin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Dinei Mamonis Bishlosha. Monetary disputes are settled by three dayanim. We are referring to here hodos, the halvos. Disputes that arise over somebody that admits to owing somebody else money. Or to disputes that arise over a loan that was made. Three dayanim would settle these disputes. Even if the dayanim are only hediotos, they are regular dayanim. They are not mumchen. They don't have smicha. They were not given the authority to be dayanim by the dayanim in Eretz Yisrael. Even so, they could judge dinei mamonis. Zelos v'chavolos b'shlosha. Somebody who goes off something from somebody else, or somebody that bodily harms somebody else, three dayanim would settle these cases, but in this case, the dayanim would have to be mumchen. They would have to have smicha from the dayanim in Eretz Yisrael. Nezek v'chati nezek. Somebody who had his property damaged by somebody else or by somebody else's animals, or chati nezek, a short tom that gored somebody else's shore. A short tom is a shore that had not yet gored three times. That the din is that the owner would pay only chati nezek, half the value of the damages. Tashlume kefal, v'tashlume arba v'chamisha v'shlosha. Somebody who was gonning something from somebody else, the ganef would pay kefal, double the value of the object, or a ganef that stole a shor or chamor and shechted it or sold it, the ganef would pay four or five times the value of the shor or chamor. Three dayanim would settle these cases. The dayanim would have to be mumchen. Ha'ones v'hamafata. Somebody who raped a besula or seduced a besula. That the din is that the ma'anes or mafata would pay chamishim kesef, 200 zuz. V'hamoti shemra b'shlosha. Divrei Rabbi Meir. A Moti Shemra is a newlywed husband that claimed that his wife did not have Besulim, that she was Mizana before the wedding. If it turns out that he was lying, that she really did have Besulim, he would have to pay Mea Kesef, 100 Kesef, 400 Zuz altogether. Three Dayanim would settle these cases according to Rabbi Meir. V'chachamim Amrim Moti Shemra Be'esrim U'shlosha. The Chachamim hold that a case of Moti Shemra could only be settled by 23 Dayanim, as there is a possibility of Dinei Nefashos. As if it turns out that the husband is saying the truth, that his wife was Mizana before the wedding, and she was Mizana after the Kiddushin, in such a case she would be Chayev Misa, and a Chayev Misa could only be settled by 23 Dayanim. While Rabbi Meir holds, since the possibility exists that the husband is lying and there is no dinei nefashos, so it would be enough with three dayanim. And if it turns out that the husband was saying the truth, that she was Mizana after the Kedushin, before the Nisuin, then Rabbi Meir would hold, we would add 20 dayanim, and 23 dayanim would judge the dinei nefashos. Maseches Sanhedrin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Makos Bishlosha. Somebody who is high of Makos, somebody who is over on a lav in the Torah, and he would get 39 lashes from Bezdin, this would require three dayanim. Mishum Rabbi Yishmal Amru, Be'esrim Ushlosha. In the name of Rabbi Yishmal, they said that it requires 23 dayanim to judge Dinei Makos. Iber HaChodesh Bishlosha. Kiddush HaChodesh required three dayanim. As in the times of the Mishnah, they decided which day was Rosh Chodesh. By Adam that came to Bezdin and testified that they saw the new moon, and when they heard the Eidus of the Bezdin, they would be Mekadesh, the Chodesh, they would make that day into Rosh Chodesh. Iber Hashana B'Shloisha, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, in order for Bezdin to make an Iber Shana, to add an extra month to the year, this requires three dayanim. There were three possible reasons why the Bezdin would make an Iber Shana to add an extra Adar. Either because they saw that the fruits were not ripened by Shavuot. As Shavuot was at the beginning of the time that people started bringing Bikurim, the first fruit, to the Beit HaMikdash, to be given to the corner. Or because they saw that the new crops of grain would not ripen by Pesach. As Pesach is the time to bring the Korban HaOmer to the Beit HaMikdash from the new crop of grain. Or because they saw that Pesach would not come out in Tekufas HaAviv in the spring. If any one of these possibilities exists, Bezdin would make an Iber Hashana. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, B'shlosha Maschilin, U'v'chamisha Nosim v'Nosmin, V'gomrim B'shiver. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says Three Dayanim would start discussing the possibility of making an Ibrayor. If the three Dayanim thought it was worth discussing further, then they would bring another two Dayanim, and the five Dayanim would continue to discuss the possibility of making an Ibrayor. If the five Dayanim thought it was worthwhile to make an Ibrayor, then they would add an extra two Dayanim, and the seven Dayanim would decide together to make the Ibrayor. The Imgamru Bishlosha Muberes. But if only three Dayanim decided to make it into an Ibrayor, that would be good enough, even according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, and it would be considered an Ibrayor.